The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us here this early Sunday morning. Starting to get a little bit lighter. Will happen soon, pretty soon. Well, today's topic, GPS projection. Project your future and how we use that tool to help you make some really good decisions from 30,000 feet. Of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning through this crazy crisis. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next at 6:30. So here we go. Let's jump right in. Remember, we start with the market report every Sunday. Let's get there because there's a lot of things that happened this past week. There's a much information that's happened this past week and get rolled into, like, I don't know, 6 months worth of information and headlines all in 1 week. So remember, we try to get behind the numbers. I think about, like, if you're watching a football game, and I actually very soon be watching a Super Bowl, that'll be the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Congratulations to both teams. Should be a great shootout. Again, if you're watching the playoffs, you see they send it down to the reporter on the field, and they're telling what's happened and who's injured and who's, you know, getting yelled at or whatever is happening on the sideline, and try to give you more depth of what's happening. That's what we try to do here with Sunday morning. Not just give you the Dow Jones number. You can look that up here, right? It's everywhere. What the S&P did, what the NASDAQ did. I want to get behind the numbers, just like that reporter on the field. So the choppiness. We had a lot of choppiness this week. And I have to say, Wednesday was something kind of scary for a bit. We had a sell-off. Dow Jones Industrial Average at its worst levels down 750, excuse me, closed down about 650. Again, that takes everybody by surprise. Like, everything's going up. Market's looking great. Everybody's excited about 2021. And boom. And it just reminds me, once again, that risk happens quickly, okay? So you can't snooze, you know? You can't snooze for 2 weeks and just forget about these things. Kind of have to watch what happens. But again, there's a whole bunch of reasons why that happened. And I think one of the biggest reasons why the market had a pretty good sell-off on Wednesday is that a lot of companies reported earnings, pretty good numbers, and yet we're not rewarded for them. In fact, a few of them went down in price, like Facebook and Apple. Again, I'm not suggesting you buy these stocks or sell these stocks. But these are, you know, these are the leader. This is the leadership. This was a big week of earnings, especially technology companies. And those technology companies are what they call market cap weighted, meaning the bigger they are, the more they weigh in on these indexes, the S&P and the NASDAQ. So we saw some of these companies actually report pretty solid numbers, but we've had such a run-up that something what they call sell the news. Well, the news came out, sell the news. That good news came out, good earnings and so forth. So I think that was one of the reasons why. Also for the markets, I'm sure it's tough to keep up with the administration changes here. The executive orders are fast and furious, you know, so there's a lot of movement parts around that. The Federal Reserve spoke this week, and a lot would be said about that, but again, there's no surprises. They kept Fed fund rates at zero, and that'll be probably for the next couple of years, trying to make interest rates low for first-time borrowers, for those to refinance, for businesses to refinance, keep rates low to help us through this pandemic period. They're also going to continue asset purchases, but they also went on to say, in so many words, that this is still a major, major problem in our economy. This pandemic still has, unfortunately, a lot of collateral damage to it. And that was another thing that was said on Wednesday, in addition to the technology companies not reacting as well as people would hope for. Then you get the Federal Reserve saying what, stating the obvious, but when the Federal Reserve, in this case, Fed Chair Powell, who, number one economist in the country, says, you know, these things are really difficult and times are very difficult, you know, it gives pause and reflection. GDP came out for the fourth quarter of 2020, up 4%, pretty much where expected. It'd be very interesting to see where we are this year. Again, a lot of people like to look at the GDP, and that number will be revised a couple times based on inventory and so forth. But the GDP, gross domestic product, 4%, which is actually a pretty good rate. But remember, we're coming off of really bad numbers prior to that. And again, a lot of people think that's rear view mirror. Okay, that's fine. That's happening in the fourth quarter. What's going to happen this year? We'll find out. We heard from Novavax. They have a vaccination that came out. So now we have Pfizer that came out, Moderna, Novavax. Again, it hasn't come out yet, but it has good trials. Not 95% effective like Pfizer, Moderna, but about 89%, 89.4%. So that's something to kind of keep a watch on too. And actually one of the biggest crazy stories, and I've been doing this 32 years, this is probably one of the craziest stories I've seen. It kind of goes around the area of like censorship and cutting things out, is GameStop. So GameStop, is, you know, one of those retail companies that before the pandemic, you'd go in and you buy, I guess, you know, consoles for different games, and you, gosh, you know, all the different games you can buy. You've probably seen those stores in little strip malls and so forth. Well, for a lot of years, or at least a year or so, a lot of the big money managers were shorting that stock. Shorting, how does that work? Well, you sell the stock now in hopes that it goes lower. Now, over the years, these hedge funds have been feasting on this type of, and putting companies out of business, putting employees out of business. They're not very nice, to tell you the truth. And this is my opinion here. But the hedge funds, you know, do a lot of shorting. Well, it actually backfired on this time because a lot of groups, some of them called Reddick and Wall Street groups, you probably heard about that, were now buying GameStop, forcing up these hedge funds to cover. Cover mean they sold, they were hoping to buy it back cheaper like they mostly do most of the time and don't say the word boo. But this time around, they got them. Next thing, the stock started going up crazy. And next thing you know, some of these hedge funds were having some difficulties because they short, let's say they sold it at 100, hoping to buy it back at 50 or 10 or 0. And shorted, let's say, at 100, and now it's at $400 a share, and they have big losses on their hands. And of course, I always think about the Grinch Stole Christmas, when the Grinch looks down and goes, boo hoo. Remember, he said to the Whoville, boo hoo. Well, boo hoo to the big hedge funds because the small investor took them for a ride. And but what do these big investors do? Of course, they don't sit down. They make their phone calls. They call regulators. Oh my God, I lost money to these individual investors. Gosh, you know, you got to do something to regulators. So, of course, the administration's looking at it. Treasury Secretary's looking at it. Everybody's looking at it. But, you know, in this country, it's a free country. People want to sell short stocks. Then you have to face the music when it goes the other way. And people want to buy stocks. But what happened, and why I started this little conversation with you, doing this for 32 years, I never thought it would come to this. But these companies like Robinhood, owned by Citron, and again, you can follow the path where this goes to, told individuals, investors on Robinhood, that on Thursday, they could not buy stock of these selected stock companies, like GameStop. What? What do you mean? That's un-American. You can't buy stock. No, we restrict you from buying stock. Oh, you want to help out your hedge fund buddies. Oh, you want to help out the institutions get out of this mess that they put themselves into. A real big problem here, guys. We really have to look at this, not only in context of this little thing that's happening here with GameStop, but anything else in the future and how these companies are kind of covering for one another. And you, look, I'm on your side, but for an individual investor. So we'll talk more about this after these messages, and we'll get into today's topic, GPS projections, project your future.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, GPS projections and project your future. Of course, I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. And you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. The first 20 callers will get this book for free. People love this book. I've heard nothing but great reviews. So please, again, pen, paper, together. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't. Chapter by chapter builds on one another. 845-371-0101. 0101. Listen, you've been listening to me all these Sundays. Pick up the phone, call us. We're not going to bite. We're going to send you a book, educate you. And if you have some need for our services, of course, give us a call back. But we would love to hear from you. 845-371-0101 for the first 20 callers. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel. You want to get back home, go to WHD.com, which would be one of your favorites anyway, with traffic, weather, news, Hudson Valley happenings, and all that. It's right there on the right-hand side to get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird, this is early, guys. Come on, this is early. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. And by the way, we're offering a GPS projection. Again, we're talking about this in just a minute, to project your future. It usually costs $700 to $900. We're going to waive that for the month of February. If you call in today, 845-371-0101. We'll help you map out your roadmap for your GPS projections. Now, again, we're going to be here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, our attempt is to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 a.m. after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15 on the way home on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, my friend Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. Well, he'll tell you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. For more information about what we do, including my TV appearances, radio blogs, podcasts, newsletters, you can sign up for free for our newsletter. You go to MahoneyGPS.com. Again, that GPS is in there again. Of course, today's show, I mean, the show's title is GPS for Finances. Today's topic, GPS projections. And why not? MahoneyGPS.com. So we try to navigate you around this crazy world. And right before the break, I just want to end my couple thoughts here on GameStop and then get into the GPS projection, project your future today. So right before the break, I was just speaking about, I just marvel about how these big companies start crying foul when individuals are sitting at home, you know, buying stocks that they think they can go up, and they want regulators to step in because they're losing money. But again, Robinhood and others did the unthinkable and restricted people from buying stock. That's crazy. I mean, seriously, I don't know what world we've got into. I know we've been, I know we're into the cancel culture. We cancel the, you know, president's name Washington from schools and things like that you read about. And it gets kind of crazy here. And it just kind of spilled over even into the market here. So regulators will look at this. There's definitely price manipulation. And really, to me, the price manipulation really comes from the big hedge funds, the big guys, not the small people that they're complaining about. Small people are allowed to buy stock. Well, up until they decide you can't buy stock. So that's my rant for today. I'm sorry, but again, you need to know this because we have to watch what the regulators are going to do. Now, thankfully, Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, she's bipartisan. She's got a good head on her shoulder. Thank God she's the Treasury Secretary, and not some other names that are floating around before this because this could go really ugly. You can't over-regulate the markets either. Yeah, they got some basic regulations, of course, but you can't over-regulate and tell people they can't buy a particular stock. That's insane. Okay, with that off my chest, we're going to go on today's topic, a GPS projection, project your future. So what is a GPS? Again, you think about, gosh, you know, if you go into a wedding, again, post-pandemic world or pre-pandemic world, you know, you log in your little thing on your phone and the GPS takes you. And that's what, you know, that's pretty much what this GPS does. Same thing, you kind of say, okay, I'm going to Locust Avenue, to White Plains, New York. Okay, boom, hit send. Okay, take a left here, rerouting. You know how that goes. But that's why we call it a GPS. If we call it financial planning, it's kind of, I don't want to do a financial plan. I don't want to do 20 pages. But if you understand a GPS, a roadmap, and again, how that roadmap can help you, again, your own GPS in your car, get you from one point to another. I'm directionally impaired, so I need that. And actually, I call my GPS Mindy, in case you're wondering. But again, I don't know how we do that. And I don't know how people actually plan for the future without having a roadmap, some type of financial plan. We call it a GPS because there's just so many twists and turns with all this. You know, when I look at financial, the GPS, you need to look at your future expenses. I mean, that's kind of obvious. And by the way, only about 5% of Americans take the time to do something like this, which is to sit down, do a questionnaire, and then see what it looks like down the road. And you'd be surprised. Most people are surprised when we do these GPSs. I've been doing this for about 32 years in the business, about 28 years doing these specific GPS type of projections. They're shocked to see from 30,000 feet. They're probably in better shape than they think. So we look at your expenses. Let me give an example. Let's say you need $60,000 a year. Okay, so that's $5,000 a month. Okay, that's great. And you want to retire at 65. Well, there you are. You're right off to your GPS projection. And that's the thing about a GPS in a car. You put a destination in, and that's one of the first things. I mean, how you know how you're going to get there without your destination? So your destination in this example is at 65. I like to have $6,000. $60,000 per year, $5,000 per month. Sorry about that. And then each year, though, remember, because of our living, the cost of living keeps going up, we put an inflation factor in, usually around 2%. And, you know, property taxes go up a little bit. Gosh, cell phone bills, cable bills. And I will say groceries. I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but I don't need to tell you, but groceries feel like they've gone up. And again, we understand why. It's just harder to source it with so many people with the COVID and manufacturing and so forth. But again, we want to see, let's say, $60,000 at 65 years old. What's going to look like at 75 years old? You know, what's going to be expenses? That's still not going to be $60,000 expenses. No way. Again, are you really going to shrink your lifestyle there and your purchasing power? So we need to look at the left-hand, again, visualize left-hand column, plug in your age you want to retire, put an R next to that age. And let's say at that destination, you'd like to have $60,000 per year or $5,000 per month. And then we take a look and we just keep compounding that at 2%. And right after the break, we're going to show you how we're going to pay for that $60,000. Social Security, pension, retirement accounts. We're going to get more into today's topic, a GPS projection, project your future. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Got the coffee going, got the tea going. Today's topic, the GPS projection. Project your future. And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. But right now, I want to get you the book I wrote, you know, Not Your Father's Retirement. You heard Mike Bennett talk about that. You can get it as a paperback. You can get it as an ebook, whatever you want it. Because you're going to be the first 20 calls. I know you can do it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And again, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Today we're talking about projections. Other times we're talking about stocks or how to make money in stocks. We're talking about retirement planning, insurances, taxes. We got it all right there in that book as well. So first 20 callers, sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you, gets the worm. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. Today's topic is a GPS projection. The projection that we do use costs $600 to $700. If you want to get the book and the projection, we'll do that for free for the month of February, which is just a couple days away. Actually, one day away. What am I thinking? Jeez, this year's going by so fast already. But again, 845-371-0101. That's for the book. And if you want, we can send you a 2-page questionnaire to figure out your projection, your coordinates, your roadmap of where you're going. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up right here at 6:30. And between 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I'm going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? Healthy ideas, wealthy ideas, all kind of connected, aren't they? So I also give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:25 or so, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the Andy Bell Show coming home, Bill Kugel got you covered from Mahoney Asset Management. The national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ. Local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created. So lots of stuff going on. Right before the break, we jumped right into a GPS for your projection. We started tackling expenses. What are going to be your expenses? And by the way, when you talk about expenses, be very careful. A lot of people say, well, gee, you know, when I was working, my expenses were $50,000. Now that I'm not going to work, my expenses will be $40,000. Now, by the way, I'm talking about a post-pandemic world scenario where, wait a second, you have more time. Think about, like, if you're working Monday through Friday. I know, like, you know, it's hard to spend money if you're working, right? And then, again, before the pandemic, on the weekends, we'd go to see a show or we'd go to a restaurant, and our weekends get very expensive. But what is retirement? But a very long weekend, okay? But so you have to factor that in. And again, ask your friends, ask your family members who've already retired, are they spending more money or less money? Now, again, right now, of course, with the pandemic, we're all spending less money on travel and leisure. Actually, no money on travel and leisure practically, you know, more on groceries and food. But again, I'm just talking kind of pre-pandemic or post-pandemic world that we live in to kind of really take a look and say, you know what, you know, my expenses in a normal world, let's maybe a little bit up the next few years so that you're going to retire at 65. You know, I call it the go-go years from 65, let's say, to 75. Not that you can't travel at 75 or 85. Not that you can't visit Italy in those, you know, those years. But maybe your knees or hips. Right off the ground, we encourage people to say, okay, gee, you're going to spend $60,000, for example, or $5,000 a month. How about out of the gate, we project your expenses to be up an extra $5,000 or $10,000 for the first 4 or 5 years to do the things you want to do. Now, how are we going to pay for this expenses? Again, we're looking at columns here. Visually to your left is expenses, shows your age, shows you're going to retire. And I have everyone projected to live at age 95. So I messed up my projections, okay? You can't project to age 80 and say, oh, gee, my parents only lived to in my 70s and I don't have good genes and put me down for passing away at 80 years old. Well, if you live into your 90s, we need to take a look at that too. So then we have to look at Social Security column because that's going to take a pretty good dent out of the 60,000. Again, you can go to socialsecurity.org. They changed it in January. I hate what changed when they do things. I don't know. The site's upside down. If you can't get it right, you can call them, and they'll send to you what your projections are at 62 years old, at 66, at 70, when you can start taking retirement money from Social Security. That's a whole other segment into itself. There's a lot of details there. But for Social Security, we do not show a cost of living adjustment like we do with expenses. Look, a lot of years for Social Security, it's zero. If cost of living adjustment, zero. This year, by the way, for 2021 recipients, actually have, 0.7, so less than 1%. So we'd rather do a projection, not show cost of living adjustments for Social Security. We want to keep it kind of tight. And then we have to net after taxes. Remember, if you're going to come up with $60,000 expenses, it has to be net. I know some people play around and say, oh, my Social Security is $30,000 and that cover half my, you know, wait a second, did you pay taxes on it? Oh, no. Okay, so what's your net on $30,000? Oh, $22,000. Okay, so we want to go apples to apples. If you have expenses on the left-hand side and how you're going to meet those expenses, we want to net out things. Okay, so that's Social Security. And then if you have a pension, that's great. Most people do not have a pension. Of course, if you have a pension, you may have a cost of living adjustment there. And your pension and Social Security may even cover everything you need for your expenses. Again, less some of the inflation risk that happens over the years. Then on the right-hand side, if you kind of follow me visually, it shows your assets and how much money you've been putting away. So, you know, that's another factor. So let's say you're 60 years old. You have 5 more years to retire. You have Social Security coming in. You don't have a pension, but putting away into your retirement account, you know, each month. We put that number in, and then we put in your total assets we have already. And usually we use a low factor of 4% a year. Now, again, I know a lot of people make a lot more than 4% per year. But when you do projections, you want to keep everything conservative. Like I said, it's Social Security. We're not adding a cost of living adjustment. So if you kind of think about that on the right-hand side of your assets growing at 4% a year. Now, again, I know historically the S&P 500, you know, goes up 7% a year. But, you know, it doesn't go 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, right? It goes up 19.2, down 11.4. March of last year, down went from 29,000 down to 18,000. There's a lot of uncertainty still. Who knows what can happen next? So when people say, oh, 4% is way too low. But again, let's use that for projections. And then from 30,000 feet, now you looked at your GPS. Now you looked at your future. And now you can make changes. Now you can understand, hey, should I pay for this trip or not do this? Can I gift to my children? Can I do this? Should we move to another house? Should we get a vacation home? You really cannot make a lot of these big decisions without, to me, I believe, looking from 30,000 feet, all these different inputs and how they look in your life. Guys, there's so much more to cover. Time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back with you next Sunday morning. Until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.